Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to begin a study on the Bible principle of sowing and reaping. In Galatians chapter 6, starting at verse 7, we read these powerful words, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Let me read that same portion of scripture from the J.B. Phillips translation. It begins this way, "Do not be under any illusion. You cannot make a fool of God. A man's harvest in life will depend entirely on what he sows. If he sows for his own lower nature, his harvest will be the decay and death of his own nature. But if he sows for the Spirit, he will reap the harvest of everlasting life from the Spirit. Let us not grow tired of doing good, for unless we throw in our hand, the ultimate harvest is assured." This scripture principle in Galatians chapter 6 applies to every single area of life. God established this Bible principle called sowing and reaping. The word sow simply means to plant seed, and the word reap simply means to gather a harvest, to obtain as a reward of action. There is a biblical principle of sowing and reaping that is operating in the earth today, whether a person is aware of it or not. This was established by God as both a principle or a fundamental law and as a promise. You can count on this principle working 24 hours a day, just as you can count on the law of gravity being in effect or the sun rising tomorrow. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, we see that principle of seed time and harvest, or sowing and reaping, established. It says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Genesis 8:22 shows us that God established this operational in the earth as a principle. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. There is a principle of sowing and reaping that's operating in your life, whether you recognize it or not, and it affects every single realm that you operate in. As three-part beings created by God in His image, meaning that we have a spirit, we are spiritual beings, which includes your mind, your will, and your emotions, and we live in a body. So we contact three realms, you could say, the spiritual realm, the soulish realm, as well as the physical realm, which we interact with our physical body. These three realms of life are deeply affected by the principle of sowing and reaping. The natural or physical realm, which we interact in through our physical bodies, is affected by this principle of sowing and reaping. We can see it clearly in farming, where the farmer always reaps exactly what he sows. If he sows corn, he always reaps corn. He doesn't reap carrots or potatoes. He will not reap wheat when corn has been planted. Other natural areas demonstrate this principle as well. For instance, if you sow overeating into your physical body, you will reap an overweight condition in that body. If you sow violations to God's health laws, you'll reap sickness in your body. On the other hand, if you sow consistent physical exercise, weight training, etc., you will reap a well-toned and in-shape body. And this is a very simple illustration of how the principle established in the Bible by God Himself of sowing and reaping is operational and effective in the physical or natural realm. This also applies, as we know, to the area of finances or giving. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, Paul the Apostle wrote about this. "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." This part of sowing and reaping affects our finances, and that's a natural realm issue. We have to have money to live and to operate in the earth. It's a physical issue, an issue in this physical world that money is required in life. And yet the spiritual principle, this Bible principle of sowing and reaping, completely applies in that arena as well. If you take a look at the soulish realm, or the realm of your mind, your intellect, your will, and your emotions, this area of your life is also affected by this biblical law. If you sow or plant seeds of diligent study in a certain subject, you will reap a well-trained mind in that specific area. On the contrary, if you sow thoughts, wrong thoughts, such as continually fantasizing about a certain sinful activity, you will reap bondage in your thought life. If you sow self-restraint, which is an exercise of the will, part of your soul, you will reap an increased ability to resist self-indulgence. It also applies to the area of your emotions, another aspect of your soulish realm. If you sow a continual pattern of allowing emotions to rule you instead of allowing the Spirit of God to rule and direct your life, you will reap emotional instability in your life. On the other hand, if you sow to the Spirit, as Galatians 6 instructs us, by consistently yielding or giving in to the urging of the Holy Spirit instead of to your emotions or to tormenting thoughts that maybe the devil brings to your mind, you will be able to reap peace and emotional stability and soundness of mind. The soulish realm of your emotions and your will, as well as your intellect, is also influenced in relationships by this principle of sowing and reaping. Specifically, in the area of family life, one needs to consider this principle and how it operates. Parents can sow seeds in the emotional atmosphere of their home that will reap blessings for the family. As an example, a parent that intentionally and carefully creates a loving atmosphere in the home with loving words, actions, tone of voice, and physical affection will reap children who feel emotionally secure, happy to be at home, and comfortable enough to share their hearts and their minds with the parent. However, it's very easy to observe in our society today the very opposite in action. Without being aware of this principle, many parents sow seeds which bring in a harvest in their children's lives that they never wanted. Harsh words, inconsistent discipline, little appropriate physical affection, and minimal attention on the part of the parents have reaped a generation of insecure, lonely, and emotionally damaged children who often manifest angry, rebellious, and uncommunicative behavior as a result. The third area that you need to consider the application of the principle of sowing and reaping is the spiritual realm. We know from Galatians 6:8 that if we sow to the Spirit, we will reap from the Spirit everlasting life. When you humbled yourself and committed your life to God and embraced Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you were sowing to the Spirit. As a result, you reap everlasting or eternal life. There are many other ways to sow to the Spirit, however. Memorizing Scripture is a way to sow to the Spirit. Your human spirit, which has the Spirit of God residing in it if you are born again Christian, is strengthened by that action. It is vital for us as believers to recognize this very simple biblical principle of sowing and reaping, that it affects every realm of our life. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.